As they followed R2-D2's unerring path down the twisting passages that snaked close to the foundations of the monastery, Anakin was amending his plan to take account of the changing situation. Plans were just a hope, something to start from and try to follow until the enemy came along, poured reality on it, and threw the whole thing in the trash.
Call in a Lardy. Transfer the hut. Send the Lardy back to the ship and tell them to stand by with medics. Go back for Rex. Call for evac. Extract Rex and other survivors.
Once Rada was safely on board that Lat/I gunship, the primary mission would be out of his hands, and he would then have the time to concentrate on his troops.
Should I send Ahsoka back with the hut? She'd be safer. Come to that, should I stay with the hut at all times and leave Rex?
No, that wasn't an option. And even if Anakin boarded the Lat/I with the hut, the gunship was as prey to getting shot down as it would be if he hadn't been there. It was down to luck and good piloting in the end.
Wow! These tunnels stink worse than that hutlet. They must have broken sewage pipes down here.
R2-D2 whistled in his told-you-so way. There was a door at the end of the passage, exactly as on the holoplans. It opened, a little stiffly, but it opened, and an inrush of hot, damp air hit Anakin in the face like a wet washcloth. They were standing on a platform, jutting out over a sheer drop. The trees beneath were still hazy with mist. Ahsoka inhaled deeply, and even the sickly Rata whined with apparent relief at relatively fresh air. As Anakin assessed the approach to the platform, he saw huge insects soaring on thermals, glittering like gems, and they had to have a wingspan of 3 meters or more to be visible from here. He'd warned the gunship about those. They'd make a mess of a drive intake. FOD, they called it. Foreign object damage. Anakin raised his comlink to his mouth.
Skywalker to 501st Air Support. Anyone receiving? I say again, Skywalker here. We require evac and a medic.
Skywalker, this is Lardy 3-9er receiving. Please give your position.
Transmitting coordinates now.
Copy that, sir. On my way. Estimate 6 standard minutes. Injury?
Negative, but the hostage is sick and will require treatment. Better get someone looking through the species pharma database. And look out for FOD, 3-meter flying insects.
Already fried a few of them in the drive, sir. They're attracted by the noise and seem to think we're a prospective mate. We lowered the intake filters to stop them fouling the propulsion units completely.
Romance really is dead, then. Standing by, 3-9er.
Anakin didn't know where the gunship had been standing off, or even if it was the last one left. He wondered what it was like for those pilots to have to listen to the comm chatter and know they had to wait rather than fly in and extract comrades in trouble.
All for a hut.
And they never said a word about how they felt.
Give me the backpack, he said. Have a rest while you can. Stay close to the wall. When the Lardy lands, it kicks up a lot of grit, and we don't know who else is airborne.
Rada seemed to be twice the weight he was when Anakin had first picked him up. He was still looking rough, even by hut standards. Once Anakin slung the pack on his back, though, he didn't have to look at the thing. And he turned into the wind to take the smell of hut away. The stench still took him back to a time and a place he preferred to forget, when he and his mother were the property of a hut called Gardula. They were used to settle a gambling debt, like a table or any other object that didn't matter or have an opinion.
You're not worth Rex's life, slugs. None of you.
Ahsoka, with her hunter's hearing, jerked her head up even before Anakin detected anything. As he concentrated, he heard the distinctive sound of a Lat/I's drives. He knew now why it had such a galvanizing effect on clone troopers waiting for extraction. Just hearing it, knowing that solid help was close at hand, made Anakin's spirits soar. The gunship appeared suddenly from beneath the platform level and swung its tail 180 degrees to set down with its portside hatch open. Its downdraft kicked grit into Anakin's face even this far back. He didn't care. It was the finest sight he'd seen in forever, even covered in bug spatter and fragments of giant insect wings. Ahsoka shielded her face with one hand.
Sir!
The winchman leaned out, one hand extended, the other hanging onto his safety line.
Let's get going! We've got Sep craft all over the place!
Just take the hut.
Anakin started to slide the pack off his back, feeling stupid for not doing that first, so he had the backpack ready to hand over as soon as the hatch opened.
We're going back for Captain Rex and the others.
The winchman didn't say a word, and Anakin couldn't see his expression behind the visor.
Run.
That was all he had to do. Run the few meters across the landing platform, hand over the hut, and run back while the Lat/I got out as fast as it could. He saw the winchman whip around to look back into the cabin. He heard the sensors sounding a cockpit alarm.
He was 10 strides out from the wall when the shadow fell across the platform, dark and fast, with the whining note of a diving fighter. The Lat/I exploded in a ball of flame. Metal and Duraplast fragments flew out from the blast. Anakin was knocked flat, and the last he saw of the gunship was a burning, twisted frame, teetering on the edge of the platform before plunging into the jungle below. Seconds. Just seconds separated elation from total despair. Black smoke rose in a column high into the air.
Master!
Ahsoka ran to him. The pack on his back made him struggle to right himself.
Master!
The hut's okay, he heard himself saying. Get back! Get under cover!
As he got to his feet, the shadow fell again. It wasn't smoke. It was a vulture droid. It landed right in front of them, barring their path to the safety of the door, and both of them drew their lightsabers. For a moment, Anakin thought it had come to take the hut, and so wouldn't open fire and risk killing its quarry. But he was wrong. Totally wrong.